Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. 13 ways to build a house in Jannah. SubhanAllah. Most people right away might say, we know, you know, one or two of them we've heard from the Sunnah, but where are these other ones taken from? Alhamdulillah, all of them are taken from the Sunnah of our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but these have become forgotten Sunnahs that most people don't know. There is a disclaimer I have regarding this hadith, but I'm going to mention inshallah ta'ala at the end of the video. The first way to build a house in the Jannah, all of us know the famous hadith that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. And perhaps many of us know the second sunnah as well, the one who prays the 12 rak'ats of the sunnah of Ratibah every day, that Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. And these 12 rak'ats are 2 rak'ats before Fajr, and 4 before Dhuhr, and 2 after Dhuhr, and 2 after Maghrib, and 2 after Isha. These are the 12 rak'ats of the Sunnah al-Ratibah, that if anyone prays them, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. However, it's something very important to point out, that there's different narrations in the hadith. So one of them said that whoever prays, and one of them says, and he prays them fi kulliyum, every day. Another narration, thabir, meaning that he's someone who is constantly doing, he's persistent on doing them. Therefore, when you look at these narrations, some of the scholars did say that it has to be done every day, or most of the time anyways, in order for someone to get this reward. Other scholars take the opinion if someone just does it once, that he will get that reward. But if we really want to get it, we need to make sure that we focus on doing it with istimrar continuously, inshallah ta'ala. The third sunnah, and this one, subhanAllah, even to be honest with you, when I started doing my research, I didn't know this sunnah either. And this is also about 12 rak'ats, but it's not the sunnah we mentioned before, number 2, it's a different one. This is a general one about praying 12 rak'ats anytime during the day or the night. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man salla ithnatay ashara rak'a bin nahari aw bil layl." That whoever prays 12 rak'ats during the day or during the night, and this is anytime during the day and night, that Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. And it's important to point out, when it comes to these sunnahs, it might not be something that we do every day, but we know this hadith about the 12 rakats. So I have a bit of energy now. I want to focus a bit on my salat. It's during the middle of the day now. So I get up and I pray 12 rakats. Or I prayed 6 today in the morning and 6 in the evening, so I can get this reward, inshallah ta'ala. The fourth sunnah is reading Surah Al-Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad, 10 times. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam said that whoever reads Surah Al-Ikhlas 10 times, Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. And yes, I know there are some scholars who say this hadith is not authentic, and we'll mention that when we talk about the disclaimer at the end of this video, inshallah ta'ala. But this hadith was narrated by Imam At-Tabarani, and Sheikh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala said this hadith is authentic. The fifth sunnah is filling in the gaps in the rows in the prayer. So if you come into the masjid and you see there's a gap, and you come and you fill it, you'll get this reward mentioned in the hadith where the Prophet ﷺ said, "Man sadda furjatan," that whoever fills in the gap, what's going to happen? That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise him a daraja. Allah will raise his status by a degree. وَبَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and Allah will build for him a house in paradise. The sixth sunnah is whoever prays 4 rakats of duha and 4 rakats before dhuhr. The Prophet ﷺ said, "Man salla al-duha arba'an," that whoever prays al-duha 4 rakats, "wa qabla al-ula arba'an," and before the first. And what's meant before the first, meaning salatul dhuhr, as Imam al-Manawi and others mentioned. So he prays before dhuhr 4 as well. What does he get in return? "Bana Allahu lahu baytan fil jannah," that Allah will build for him a house in Jannah. The seventh sunnah is our reaction at the time of calamity if one of us were to lose a child. And this is something very, very difficult for anyone to deal with, but subhanAllah, look at the amazing reward that if one has patience and is pleased with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will open this door for him to have a house built for him in Jannah. In this hadith, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam told us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to his angels, and he, "Did you take the life, the soul of the child of my abd, of my servant?" As the angels obviously were ordered to do. And they will say, "Yes." And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then will ask the angels, "What did my abd, what did my servant say?" The angels will say, "Hamidak wastarja'ak," that he said, "Alhamdulillah," and that he said, "Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un." Then Allah will say to the angels, "Ibnu li abdi baytan fil jannah," build for my servant a house in the Jannah, وَسَمُّوهُ بَيْتَ الْحَمْدِ, and call it Bayt al-Hamd, the house of praise. The 8th, 9th, and 10th Sunnah, all of them were taken from one hadith in the Sunan of Abi Dawood, where the Prophet ﷺ said, Ana Zaim, that I am a guarantor. And pay attention, because there's different actions and there's different levels to have where your house will be in Jannah, inshallah ta'ala. The first one, the Prophet ﷺ said, Ana Zaimun bi Bayt, I am a guarantor with a house fi rabd al-Jannah, in the surroundings of the Jannah. So this is the location in the Jannah. What is the action that needs to be done? He said, لِمَن تَرَكَ الْمِرَاءَ وَإِن كَانَ مُحِقًّا, that whoever leaves quarreling and arguing, وَإِن كَانَ مُحِقًّا, pay attention to the text. He said, even if he is right, someone now is of road rage, someone cut me off. And I'm like, you know, what are you doing? And he starts screaming at me and yelling at me. I could argue back. You messed up. But I say, you know what? I remember this hadith. I want to get the ajr. I want to have this house in Jannah and the surroundings of the Jannah. I want to get the reward. I'm quiet. You're arguing with someone. Someone's arguing with you over something useless. Even if you're right, it's not worth it. You refrain yourself. Inshallah ta'ala, in return, you're going to get this house in Jannah and the surroundings of the Jannah. Alhamdulillah. And the second part of the hadith, that he's a guarantor with a house in wasat al-Jannah, in the middle of the Jannah, for the one who does what? Taraka al-kadhib when kana mazihan. He leaves lying even if he's joking. And this is very important, that the true believer, even if it's a joke, as we say now, because it's become very famous in the days we live in, we're always joking but we're lying, there's something that's not permissible. So whoever leaves this type of lying, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will build for him a house in the middle of the Jannah. And the third house comes in a'la al-Jannah, as it came in the hadith, in the highest part of the Jannah, for who? لِمَنْ حَسَّنَ خُلُقُهُ, for the one who has good manners. And this is general in all the aspects of your life. You're someone who has good manners, Allah is going to build for you a house in the highest parts of the Jannah. The 11th and 12th Sunnah are also taken from the same hadith. The first part of the hadith, the Prophet ﷺ, once again he said, I am az-za'im, I'm a guarantor for the one who believes in me and accepts Islam, wahajir, and he migrates for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah will give for him a house in rabd al-Jannah. Once again, in the surroundings of the Jannah, wafi wasat al-Jannah, and in the middle of the paradise as well. And in the next part of the hadith, he said that I am a za'im, I'm a guarantor for the one who believes in me, who accepts Islam, wajahid, that he struggles and fights in the path of Allah, that he will give for him, that he will guarantee for him a bait, a house in rabd al-Jannah, in the surroundings of the Jannah, and in wasat al-Jannah, in the middle of the Jannah, wafi a'la al-Jannah, and the highest parts of the Jannah. The 13th Sunnah is taken from the dua that you say upon entering the suq, the marketplace, where you say, La ilaha illallah, wahduhu la sharika la, lahul mulk wa lahul hamd, يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتْ وَهُوَ حَيٌّ لَا يَمُوتْ بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. What is the amazing reward that you get when you say this? It came in the hadith that whoever says this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will write down for him أَلْفْ أَلْفْ حَسَنَةً, and a 1,000 good rewards, which means 1,000,000 rewards. And the second part of the hadith, وَمَحَ عَنْهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ سَيِّئَةً, that 1,000 bad deeds will be erased. So 1,000,000 bad deeds erased. وَرَفَعَ لَهُ أَلْفْ أَلْفْ دَرَجَةً, and that he will be raised by 1,000, meaning once again 1,000,000 degrees. And the fourth part, which came in some of the narrations, وَبَنَى اللَّهُ لَهُ بَيْتًا فِي الْجَنَّةِ, and Allah will build for him a house in the Jannah. And I know once again that many scholars say that this hadith is not authentic. And this is the disclaimer that I wanted to mention, I said at the beginning of the video, and that is, all of these hadith, these 13 mentioned, other than the first two obviously, which came in Sahih Muslim, that they're all considered authentic by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala. I understand reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad 10 times, or this hadith of the dua of entering the souq, that some of the scholars see these hadith as not being authentic, but I wanted to make it clear that all we've mentioned here, they've been considered authentic, sound, by Shaykh Al-Albani rahimahullah. The second thing is that even if there are some other hadith which might be a bit weak, a bit daif, the majority of scholars say that it's permissible to act upon such hadith in fada'il al-a'mal. Therefore, inshallah ta'ala, it's permissible to act upon all of these sunnahs mentioned in the video. A second disclaimer, when it comes to my research, I don't always follow just the opinion of Sheikh Al-Albani when it comes to the hadith he says that are authentic or says that are daif or weak. In fact, when I researched the 13th hadith, the hadith of the du'a of entering the suq, I lean towards it, you know, not being authentic. But Sheikh Al-Albani obviously was a great scholar of hadith, and it's permissible, inshallah, to follow his opinion if that's what you choose to do. And also when it comes to the opinion of the scholars about acting upon any of the weak hadith in Fada'il al-A'mal, I don't follow this opinion either. But it is a valid opinion, so if you're someone who acts upon that, then it would be permissible to act upon this hadith, even if you see it to be weak, inshallah ta'ala. So these are 13 different ways to build a house in Jannah. Like I said, you're not going to be able to do all of them every single day, but try one time to help out building a masjid so you can get that reward. Make sure you pray your 12 rakats. Do this sunnah sometimes, that sunnah sometimes. So when you come Yawm al-Qiyamah, you'll have many palaces in Jannah. May Allah make us all from them, Ya Rabbil Alameen.